Today's weather, cloudy and cool, with isolated thundershowers expected over parts of Gauteng, Mpumalanga and Limpopo. Pretoria and Rustenburg 25, Johannesburg 24, Polokwane 23 degrees.
Tabiso Kambule for your time, server traffic. The N1 North queuing traffic there. There's about a 10-minute delay on the link to the N12 East. It's at the Diepkloof interchange.
The Gauteng Education Department has called on communities to help protect schools and report any criminal activity after a fire broke out at the Rivoli High School over the recent long weekend. The fire destroyed 11 classrooms.
There are some members of the communities that were here. They did indicate that they've seen people in and around the school. So probably that will give them an indication on where to start in terms of their investigation.
That's the department's Steve Mabona. The Border Management Authority says they have been able to intercept and apprehend a total of 6,253 persons who were attempting to either enter or exit South Africa illegally at 71 ports of entry during the Easter period. This is an increase of 61%. Listen at 7, as we'll have more on the story. And we're off in Spain and Portugal, where a massive power outage brought both countries to a standstill yesterday. The unprecedented blackout left thousands of train passengers stranded and millions of people without phone and internet coverage. Now for the latest business news, and we start abroad where the markets edged up today after a largely positive day on Wall Street, with investors eyeing a busy week of data and earnings releases that could provide clues about the effects of Donald Trump's trade policies. A month that started with the explosion of the US President's Liberation Day tariffs on the 2nd of April was on course for somewhat calmer close as governments line up to cut deals to avert the full force of the measures. And here at home, Kasatu says the halting of the 0.5% value added tax hike will provide relief to millions of workers who've been struggling to cope with the rising cost of living. The Western Cape High Courts has ruled to suspend the VAT increase. Here's Kasatu spokesperson Matthew Parks.
A VAT hike and not adjusting personal income tax brackets for inflation would just simply make their lives even more unbearable. And whilst this year's parliamentary budget processes have been messy, we are pleased that government led by the ANC has shown the humility to engage COSATU, other organizations in society, and has the political maturity to respond decisively. These are signs of a robust democracy.
The dollar is trading at 18 Rand 53, a euro at 21 Rand 11, and a pound at 24 Rand 86 cents. Gold is trading at $3,312.97 per fine ounce. I'm Chanel September, back with more news at 7.
What an example of real world politics. So, you know, the British, they are being ruled by Labour at the moment, and they've been muttering about anti-Trump and this, that and the other and staying the course and everything. Read a story yesterday. British politicians apparently are putting the local golf guys under huge pressure to move the Open to Trump's course, Turnberry. And those are British politicians. You know what I'm saying. Speaking of sport...
Well, we start off with a bit of rugby news. South Africa's United Rugby Championship sides bagged a full house of victories over the weekend and are sitting pretty as the tournament approaches the playoff stages. The Bulls and Sharks are guaranteed quarterfinal spots, with the Stormers just about there thanks to a strong surge in the table in recent weeks and, of course, the resurgence of one Sasha Feinberg Mgomezulu. Norwegian hurdling great Carsten Valholm surprised even himself with how good he felt in his first run out of the season at the Xiamen Diamond League on Saturday. The 29-year-old was all smiles after taking 2/10 of his own world best time, clocking 33.05 to win the rally run 300-meter hurdles this time around. And in some explosive cricket news, 14-year-old Vaibhav Saivasni, he scored one of the most extraordinary centuries in cricket history, never mind just the IPL, as he led the Rajasthan Royals to a thumping 8-wicket victory over the Gujarat Titans in the IPL match yesterday. The visitors put on an intimidating total of 209, but it was made to look inadequate by the left-hander Surya Vasni.